Welcome to Tracy Talks Talent, where staffing industry leader Tracy Taylor Smith offers insider perspectives on all things human resources, recruitment, and employment trends. And now, Tracy Talks Talent.
Hey, this is Alicia, and I'm sitting here with Tracy of Tracy Talks Talent, Taylor Smith Consulting. And I want to talk today about automation. If you have been grocery shopping in the past year or so, you have seen cashiers disappearing and in their place, the self-serve kiosk. Even beyond that, Tracy herself was a trailblazer in the automation sector with the toll roads and the easy tags. She was one of the group to bring in the easy tags into the Harris County Toll Road Authority. So she would be on the ground floor knowing firsthand about the effect that automation has on employment. And I'm just wondering, Tracy, what advice would you give, particularly to job seekers in the immediate future, not 5 years from now, not 10 years from now, but today, in order to remain relevant and employable in light of increasing automation?
Wow, to remain employable while automation continues to evolve, I would give an employee encouragement to seek out education in a technology. I don't mean going to college to become a computer programmer. I mean having just the basic knowledge and skills to be able to operate a computer, to be able to use Microsoft Office, to be able to put together a constructive email to communicate through automation. It's very important that they have some basic computer knowledge these days. When you go into the grocery store, you notice that there are scaled down staff members in the grocery stores, perhaps maybe one or two people standing by the self-checkout lanes. You want to make sure that you have the knowledge to be able to just operate basic computers, and that way you're kind of securing your future as more and more industries move towards automation. When I look at the staffing industry, there is a lot of recruiting that's taking place with automation. We refer to it as artificial intelligence. When a candidate is applying online for a position, they don't have to wait for a recruiter to respond to them. We can use automated information to have our website communicate with those applicants immediately, no matter what time of day, 24 hours a day. They can chat, they can respond, correspond with an automated person through technology. And so it's important for employees to understand that that's the way of the future. When I think back to the days when I worked for Harris County, there were toll roads being built here in the Houston area, and there were toll attendants, toll booth operators, who would take your cash. There would be lines of traffic sometimes as people waited for the toll booth operator to make their change or take their payment. The introduction of electronic toll collection changed how transportation took place forever here in the Houston area. Now we can order a simple device that we stick on the windshield of our vehicle. The toll booth operators have been removed, so those positions don't exist anymore. We can drive through and still have our accounts charged versus paying with cash. And so that particular implementation of electronic toll collection greatly impacted all of those positions for toll booth operators. And so it's important to prepare yourself to be able to fit into an organization when they decide to go all electronic with a part of their operation. And the only way to do that is to make sure that you are educating yourself in some way to be prepared to make that transition with that company.
Now, you mentioned the people that stand next to the automated or self-serve kiosk in the store, and also mentioned how now there's a, with the Harris County Toll Road or toll roads in general with the electronic tolling, an opportunity to purchase a tag or some kind of device to automatically take your tolls. Are you seeing that? Are you saying that not the jobs have not necessarily disappeared, but they are changing? Or are you suggesting that
apps are changing? I would say that the scope of the operation for those companies and in the industry are changing, and so we have to be flexible enough to change with the times. If automation is the future, we should be preparing for the future.
Now, you mentioned computer literacy, but it's 2019. Everybody's walking around with a smartphone. I would assume that most people are computer literate to some extent. Is that, are you seeing that's not necessarily the case? Am I taking that for granted that people are getting basic computer skills?
I believe that you are taking that for granted. It is a big assumption that individuals can operate a computer because they can operate a smartphone. That is so far from the truth. We need to get back sort of to the basics, making sure that we understand the operations of a computer, that we can at least type some basic communication utilizing the computer. Just understanding all of it is the most important thing.
As a job seeker, how would I even communicate to you, or how should I communicate to you that I am seeking out these opportunities to learn more and that I am staying on top of new technologies and trends?
It's very important for candidates to seek out training opportunities. They should list that they've completed those training opportunities with computers on their resume. That is something that they should showcase in an interview as well. So we have to make sure that our candidates are remaining relevant with the times. Automation is occurring in every industry, whether it's driving a truck or in the grocery stores or on our highways. We see it everywhere. And so we have to, as individuals, make sure that we are preparing ourselves for that. I would even say some of the basic appliances and things that we have in our households are changing. I can think back, 10 years ago or 20 years ago, where how we maintain just basic appliances in our household have changed. Even with our electricity, we have smart devices to control the electricity. We can communicate with our electrical companies via devices that are placed in our homes. And so things are very different these days, and we have to be prepared for that.
Now, you said that I don't have to go out and get a degree or anything, but I mean, what does continuing education look like? Do you, as an employer, even consider things like LinkedIn Learning, or what if I'm watching a bunch of YouTube videos on how to do a thing? Would that even count?
I would say that all of that counts. I'm not saying go out, enroll in college, and seek out a degree in technology. That's not what I am saying. Certainly, if the opportunity is available to do that, I would encourage you to, but you don't have to do that. The internet is filled with various different topics that are free for us to research and read, and videos for us to watch. And so I would highly encourage everyone to seek out free resources to educate themselves on computer technology.
Go out there, learn something, use your time effectively, and stay relevant in the light of automation. Thank you, Tracy, for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy Talks Talent Podcast. Please subscribe to future podcasts by logging onto our website at tracytalkstalent.com and following us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Tracy Talks Talent, and on Twitter @_TracyTalks.